Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today the Church is celebrating the feast of St. John of Kronstadt. St. John of Kronstadt, of course, is known very much in the old Russia and was loved very much by the people. And he had fulfilled so many miracles. He had made so many miracles and healings and all kinds of being beneficiary to many, many souls, many people. He brought many out of the drunken state, out of bad states, the sinners that he would find on the streets. He would walk into the homes of the poor people in Kronstadt and try to coax them to stop living in sins and come to the Lord. And he would restless, without any rest, he would get up every morning at 4:30 and he would go to church, and he would say prayers and go to church and have the matins, and he would always read the canon of the matins himself. And then he would have a divine liturgy. He would receive communion every day. And my beloved, after the church, he would, before the liturgy, he would start confession. And he had so many people going to confession to him that church made a special rule for him and for him only, that he would can have a general confession, because there would be literally thousands of people that wanted to go to confession. And his confessions were as follows. He would go on top of the altar, the iconostasis, and he would say the prayers before the confession, and then he would read the prayers of some confession, and he would tell the people, now confess your sins, and the people would confess their sins right in front of everybody else, out loud. They would confess it, and you would hear the weeping and crying all over in the church. And after the few minutes of the confession, which was like in the old first Christians did, they confessed it out loud before everybody, so that the people would know that they are sinners, and so that they'll be able to get a great benefit in that humility, to fight their pride and not to keep a secret of their sins. And ask the people for prayers. And they, those in the old days, that they would stand on the entrance to the church and would ask forgiveness of everyone and asking for prayers. Well, this was like coming back into the first century of the Christians, when confessions were done like that. And then St. John of Kronstadt would raise his amphorion over the whole people and say the prayers of absolution. And when the people would come to the chalice, he knew who had confessed sincerely and who had not, and who has not confessed sincerely and didn't have true repentance. He would not give Holy Communion. He would not allow them to receive, because he knew it, and the Lord would open up to him in his heart. And after the service of the liturgy, he would say beautiful sermons. And of course, after the service, when people would come to the cross, and they would give him alms, and he would take alms from one person and give it to another person without ever opening up the envelope and looking what's in there. And he always, miraculously, he always would hand over the money that he would get to those who are very needy, that those who need it very much. And it says in his life towards the latter parts of his life, he had literally, through him, went to a million rubles. A million rubles at that time is probably like a billion today, my beloved. This is, He had no attachment to the worldly things. He considered the money, the power and the glory and all this as being dross, and money being worse than dirt. That's what he says in My Life in Christ. The book My Life in Christ is spread all over the world. It's been translated in many languages, and it is recommended, I think, by every metropolitan that I've heard was recommending, and by every priest is always recommending for everybody to read My Life in Christ. At least a page a day, if possible, if not possible, more. But what is the book about? The book is about prayer mainly, as Metropolitan Fivariet has stated many times in Boudica, Metropolitan Vitalius stated that every other page is something about the prayer, and the real prayer, inner prayer. He said, as we heard many times, read his book, we know that he really considered the real prayer is only when it reaches the heart. If it's just lip service, it's not a prayer. If it's even the mind, if you even recognize or hear what you're saying, it's still not a prayer. The real prayer is when it touches your heart. When it touches your heart and you have involuntary sins, tears would come out involuntarily, and because your heart has been touched, because you really felt your nothingness in front of the whole Lord. And he teaches us and tells us, of course, that the Lord is, as the church teaches, is everywhere present. And he is inside of you. Don't look for him someplace in a space and someplace far away, but look inside of your heart. But make sure your heart is clean, away from all the passions or all the attachments that are defiling the heart. And keep the heart pure. Work on it. Work on your heart so that it'll become pure. So that your heart is going to become a temple of the Lord, so that you always feel his presence, and then you can truly understand what happiness is. You have a little glimpse of what eternal happiness will be, because you were not going to be then grabbed by any passions and by angers and by and hatred, and none of those things will be known to you. You will have love in your heart, and this is what the main thing is. We heard in the gospel today is our God is God of love. He loved us first, and he sent his only begotten Son to this earth so that he would die for us and take up our sins upon himself. This is the kind of love that God the Father has. He didn't spare his Son. He wanted our salvation. He sent his Son to do this great thing. And of course, St. John of Kronstadt had felt always the closeness to the Lord. He couldn't understand how you could be without a prayer. He said, for an hour or a minute. What am I saying? A minute, a second. This is how St. John of Kronstadt felt. And St. John of Kronstadt understood that and said that many times in My Life in Christ, that to reach God is much more easier than to reach with a letter or telegram or any of these fast, like today would be the internet, to reach your friend or call on the phone. It's much quicker to reach God, because God is within you. He is sustaining your life. He is everywhere present and fills all things. So our Lord is God of love, and this is what the only thing he wants from us. He teaches us that we must love one another. And the only way, the real love, is the self-sacrificial love. It's not the kind of love that is going to please you in a physical way. It's the kind of love that is going to please God. There's no greater love, as the Lord himself said, is if somebody gives his life for his neighbor. And that's what he did for us, and this is what he's asking us to do. So don't look for your own self, for things for yourself, but look always to try to help others. And that's St. John of Kronstadt, who was a perfect example of what, of course, every priest should be, and how far we are away from all that. But we can never despair. We have to also realize what St. John of Croatia said, that it's no matter how sinful you are, and how he considered himself being a greatest sinner, that still God's grace works in you in spite of your sins, and God helps the people and gives the mysteries through the priesthood to the people, the mystery which bring them to the kingdom of heaven. May our Lord teach us, like he taught St. John of Kronstadt, and give us that true love and self-sacrificial love, that we are going to be able to help our neighbors and bring all of us together into the kingdom of heaven. For the kingdom of heaven is taken by force, and in the kingdom of heaven, at last judgment, as we all know very well, the Lord is going to ask us specifically if we were merciful, if we helped our neighbors in everything that he said. May St. John of Kronstadt continue to pray for us and to invite us more and more to read and to know My Life in Christ with our heart, and to accept what it says there. For all this is the gospel truth. Amen.